Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for tuning in today. To start off today's show, we're going to hear some music by Keela, a band originally formed in County Dublin back in 1987. We're going to hear a piece of music called Rachel's Reel, featuring Owen Dillon on the Illan Pipes. Keela, here on 101.5.
petite Rosette, il y a bien longtemps que je t'ai pas vu.
Oh, Rosette, ma petite Rosette,
il y a bien longtemps que je t'ai pas vu. J'en ai eu des nouvelles du pays, que tu n'étais pas sage comme tu me l'avais promis.
Rainfalls and willows. the tide is high, and the north wind cries, I will keep the dark outside. Sleep now, no fear, morning comes, and it will keep. Sleep now, no fear, morning comes, and it will.
If you're just tuning in, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. As part of the opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard Tinderbox, a mainland Celtic band with members from Holland and Belgium, with their blend of Illan pipes, button accordion, guitar, and the vocals of Sophie Tershur. We heard a song called Sleep Now, a track from their self-titled album from 2015. Before Tinderbox, we heard Le Vent du Nord, a band that's been part of the Quebec folk music scene since 2002. They're past Juno Award winners. And we heard a song called Rosette, a track that comes from a live album where Le Vent du Nord is joined in by the Quebec Symphony Orchestra. The album is titled Symphonique. Kicked off today's show with Ireland's Keela and Rachel's Reel, a track from an album titled Lemonade and Buns. This coming Tuesday marks the 37th anniversary of the death of Stan Rogers. He died at the age of only 33, along with 22 other passengers, of smoke inhalation on June 2nd, 1983, while traveling on Air Canada Flight 797, as he was returning from the Kerrville Folk Festival in Texas back to Toronto, when smoke from an in-flight fire forced the plane to make an emergency landing at the Cincinnati airport. Stan's ashes were scattered in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Nova Scotia. Here's the baritone voice of Stan Rogers with one of my favorite Stan Rogers songs, 45 Years, here on 101.5.
Well, where the earth shows its bones of wind-broken stone, and the sea and the sky are warm. I'm caught out of time, my blood sings with wine, and I'm running naked in the sun. There's God in the trees, I'm weak in the knees, and the sky is a painful blue. I'd like to look around, but honey, all I see is you. Now the summer city lights will soften the night till you think that the air is clear. And I'm sitting with friends where 45 cents will buy another glass of beer. He's got something to say, but I'm so far away that I don't know who I'm talking to. 'Cause you just walked in the door, and honey, all I see is you. And I just want to hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife and you're through with life. Oh, but honey, what the hell's it for? After 23 years, you'd think I could find a way to let you know somehow. But I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now. In the lights on stage every night, I've been reaching out to find a friend who knows all the words, sings so she's heard, and knows how all the stories end. Maybe after the show she'll ask me to go home with her for a drink or two. Now her smile lights her eyes, but honey, all I see is you. And I just want to hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife and you're through with life. Oh, but honey, what the hell's it for? After 23 years, you'd think I could find a way to let you know somehow. But I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now. I just want to hold you closer than I've ever held anyone before. You say you've been twice a wife and you're through with life. Oh, but honey, what the hell's it for? After 23 years, you'd think I could find a way to let you know somehow. But I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now. Yes, I want to see your smiling face 45 years from now.
Love is all around. Coming round, dressing up the trees, and it makes me feel alright. Watching all the signs of passing time, seasons going round, digging in the hills. Open up your arms to the passing time, clear yourself a path you can leave behind. A lot of love in each heart you find. Open up your heart to the passing time. Roses on the ground, growing in the beams of summer light. Showers falling down, all is as it seems. If it makes you feel growing wild out in summer fields. Open up your arms to the passing time. Clear yourself a path you can leave behind. Leave a lot of love in each heart you find. Open up your heart to the passing time.
time speed your fearful heart. Know that someplace, somewhere else on this earth of ours, dawn wages war on the dark. If you feel small, rock to the furthest satellite, dawn wages war on the dark. And when all the things that glimmer in the atmosphere seem to flicker out without a spark, know that someplace, somewhere else in another wages war on the dark. Dawn wages war on the dark. Remember this at times when you're uncertain and your shaky world seems fit to fall apart, that as surely as the rivers reach the oceans, dawn wages war on the dark. Dawn wages war on the dark. Dawn wages war on the dark.
That was a song by Kitty McFarlane, a fine young singer-songwriter who was born in Somerset, England. We heard a song called Dawn and Dark that comes from Kitty's debut album, Namer of Clouds, that she released in 2018. Before Kitty McFarlane, we heard one of my favorite female singers, Glasgow's Eddie Reader, who was born on the 29th of August, 1959, and who is known both for her work with Fairground Attraction as well as her successful solo career. And in 2018, Eddie marked her 40th year as a performer. We heard a song called Roses, that Eddie co-wrote with her life partner, John Douglas, a track that comes from her ninth solo album, Love is the Way. Starting off that set was Stan Rogers with 45 Years, a song that comes from a compilation album called The Very Best of Stan Rogers. And as I mentioned, this coming Tuesday marks the 37th anniversary of his death back in June 2nd, 1983. Let's take a break, and then I'll be right back with lots more music right here on UMFM. So stay with us. Before we get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Getting back to some more music, up next a song by Maz O'Connor, one of my favorite contemporary female folk singers, who originally comes from the seaport town of Barrow-in-Furness in the County Cumbria in the northwest of England. Maz is now based in London. I'm going to hear a track from her second solo album called This Willowed Light and a song called Barcelona. Maz O'Connor here on 101.5.
Is long, but it's always kind to me. It rocks me so gently, it rocks me to sleep. And the footprints of those who walked this way before, they hold my feet steady when I can walk no more. And I hope that I'll find home someday, and I hope that I'll find time stay a while. Now I find myself remembering the time you told me of Barcelona, through the cold on a bicycle you stole from a man you did not know. That, well, I hope that he got home okay, and I hope that you'll find time to stay. Wandering like the nighttime foxes, waiting for a place to go. Just a weary traveller with my living on my back. I ain't got no home, but I hope to find some comfort on the way, and I hope that you'll find time to stay and tell me to Barcelona and all the strangers you came to know there. I ain't got no hope.
ashes were horses, then beggars would ride, then beggars would ride. When you get what you want, and it's not what it seems, at the top
birds, 52 birds, and it bites me. from the sea. Pulled up the subway before I could find them. None of my kind seemed to know about me. 52 hertz, and it holds me for 52 weeks of the year. 52 hertz, 52 hertz. I'm singing a love song that no one can hear. 52 hertz, 52 hertz. I'm singing a love song that no one can hear.
That was two of the British folk music scene's most accomplished performers, the husband and wife musical duo of Sean Lakeman and Catherine Roberts. Catherine comes from Barnsley, while Sean comes from West Devon. We heard a track from their fourth album, Tomorrow Will Follow Today. They released in 2015, and a song called 52 Hertz, a song about a lonely whale who can't communicate with his whale buddies because his call is at too high a pitch. Before Catherine Roberts and Sean Lakeman, Chris Drever, who hails originally from the Orkney Isles. He now lives in Edinburgh, and he also performs with the trio Lau. Chris is also the son of Ivan Drever, a former member of Scotland's Wolfstone. We heard the title track to an album that Chris recorded in 2016 called If Wishes Were Horses. Starting off that set, we heard England's Maz O'Connor with a song called Barcelona. The album is titled This Willowed Light. Up next, the Irish Rovers, the popular long-running Canadian-Irish folk group that's been recording and touring the world for more than 50 years now. We're going to hear a song called Back Home in Sweet Tralee, a song written by the band's George Miller, who is the only original band member still in the group. The Irish Rovers, here on 101.5.
Farewell to the green fields where I did roam, likewise to the mountains and glens, to the lassie I love and my parents so dear, I never will see them again. Why did I leave my native home and cross the raging sea? No more I hear the weavers sing back home in sweet Tralee. Through wind and rain and a rolling sea, we suffered each lonely mile. We thought we would never see land again, and I dreamed about Erin's green isle. Why did I leave my native home and cross the rain?
sea. No more I'll hear the weaver sing back home in sweet relief. We landed safely in New York, boys, and they soon had us working away, building the railways and bridges and dams. We were working 12 hours a day. Why did I leave my native home and cross the raging sea? No more I'll hear the weaver sing back home in sweet Tralee. Fortune should shine on me, that I might have money in store, I'll go back to the green rolling hills of Tralee, and then I will ramble no more. Why did I leave my native home and cross the raging sea? No more I'll hear the weaver sing back home in sweet Tralee.
Thank you. is rising and rising, rising over this figure of our history, washing away years of tradition, life and love, the reed at sea. Set adrift among the neon and fast food, countless forms and manpower cues. Cast away on a push-button planet where progress is measured by how much we lose. We're watching the right hand, not watching the left hand. Soon we'll be watching the world turn with no hands at all. We're really amazing, this trail we are blazing, burning the bridge between our rise and fall. Our rise and fall. Our rise and fall.
That was a classic track by Vancouver Spirit of the West, who first became part of the Canadian folk music scene back in the early 1980s. We heard a song called Dark House, a track from an album called Labor Day. Before Spirit of the West, the Irish Rovers with Back Home in Sweet Tralee. The album is titled Down by the Laggan Side. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by the Irish supergroup Planxty with a track called The Irish March, featuring Liam O'Flynn on the Illan Pipes, who died in Dublin 2 years ago now, on the 14th of March 2018, at the age of 72. So good night, take care, keep safe, and when you can, look after others. Until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Planxty. Bye for now.